Nolte, The Naked Cruelty of the John Fetterman Campaign. By John Nolte on October 26, 2022. Forget the politics. On a human level, watching what the Democrat Party, the Fetterman campaign, and John Fetterman's wife allowed to happen at Tuesday night's U.S. Senate debate was like watching someone bully a disabled child. It was heartbreaking and enraging. This poor man is obviously in no shape to serve in any political office, much less the U.S. Senate. Even more, you do not have to be a licensed medical practitioner to know these mercenary monsters are risking John Fetterman's long-term health prospects and his chance at a full recovery. Stroke victims require rest and rehabilitation. This is especially true for stroke victims dealing with cognitive issues. Fetterman's problems are not just physical and speech-related. His brain is scrambled. The only way to fix that is through intense and focused rehabilitation. Alternately, the last thing he needs is the stress and physical strain found on the campaign trail of a hotly contested and consequential U.S. Senate race. I'm sure the Democrat Party, the Fetterman campaign, and Fetterman's ambitious wife could easily find plenty of doctors to refute the above, to justify what they are doing, but here's something no one can refute. They are not protecting this man's dignity, something that is equal parts cruel and unforgivable. How craven and power-hungry must a political party, a campaign, and a spouse be to put a fellow human being, your own husband, through such a humiliating display? I have no doubt John Fetterman is telling everyone he wants to do this, but he is in no shape to make that decision. Therefore, it is up to those around him, especially his wife, to make that decision for him, to protect his dignity at all costs, and shield him from pity and mockery. There is no reason the Democrat Party could not have chosen a different candidate. Yes, by the time Fetterman had his stroke, it was too late to change the name on the ballot. But then you go with the writing candidate, a healthy, vibrant candidate. There was plenty of time to do that, plenty of time to find a recognizable name to step in so Fetterman could receive the care he so desperately needs. What in the world is wrong with Fetterman's wife Giselle? That's his wife, his life partner. What kind of wife would choose anything over protecting her husband's dignity? It is unimaginable to me that a spouse allowed what happened last night to happen to her own husband. It is unimaginable to me that this was not the easiest choice in the world for her. Go to hell, Democrat Party. Find someone else. I will not risk my husband's health or have him subjected to pity and humiliation. Most of all, it is unimaginable to me that she would risk her husband's health, his chance at a full recovery, and for what? A stupid U.S. Senate seat? The chance to be a senator's wife? The chance to become a senator if he wins the election and then admits he's in no condition to serve? Oh, and it's beyond obvious he's in no condition to serve. What she and the Democrat Party are doing is akin to selling your soul. They are sacrificing the health and dignity of a fellow human being for power and wealth. I wouldn't treat an animal like this, much less another person, much less a loved one. Good God in heaven, Fetterman's people are so morally broken I can think of no precedent for this. Well, maybe one. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.